through the course of the film, the character you play, David, is very quiet. He doesn't really say a whole lot. And I want to know what kind of challenges that poses to you as an actor.
Well, I guess it's kind of taking one part of your arsenal away. I guess if you were, a soldier, or it's just Andrew really wanted this character to just be really memorable in that way, because he didn't want to contrast like the turmoil, the differences between like what is considered to be a completely masculine man to someone who's masculine but also queer. That was one of the bigger challenges, because I always wanted to do a little bit more. So we did always have conversations, like after a few takes, I would always ask Andrew, is there something that, should I do it like this? should I actually throw something now? Or, could I actually raise my voice now? And he's all like, just wait. it's not the time.
So, Joe, I'd like to play a clip from the movie and then follow up with you after that. In this scene, it's the character David with his parents, and they start out by talking about him when he's going to marry a nice Korean girl, and he doesn't necessarily buy into that. So let's play this clip.
왜 안 믿고 싶어? 왜?
Now, what if she thinks it's gross?
그로스? 야, 뭐가 그로스하냐?
응? 장가는 무슨, 갈려면 아직도 멀었는데.
연애할 라인 됐잖아.
So for a little more context there too, what they're talking about is with this white girl, would she be willing to scrub the mother's back in the spa? And this scene is really a perfect example of something that I noticed over and over in the movie. And it's that when David disagrees or has something that's supposed to be pointed out is different about David, he says something in English to his parents, as opposed to responding in Korean. And I wonder what you think about that choice, or if that affected the way you played David.
Well, as an Asian American, when you are, there's some stuff that is a lot more meaningful in that respective language. Whether it be the word gross, or like just calling mom and dad like by like the Korean word of mom and dad, it's a little bit more meaningful. And especially as an Asian American, we do interchangeably use, we just go back and forth. Like, I guess you could call it a way of code switching. As an actor, like, I wanted to make it somewhat as authentic as possible.
How does the relationship between David and his parents compare to the relationship between you and your parents?
It's somewhat similar. I felt like it was like a rated G version of my parents. I guess that's the best way to put it. With my parents, it was a lot different, because it was just, there's a lot more, like, I guess, nastier times. I don't think David could have handled my parents.
This movie felt like a very authentic portrayal of what the immigrant experience is and what the first generation American experience is. Do you feel like that's becoming more common, or is that a rarity, do you think? Like in an American film, I think that was something that I thought was really interesting.
Yes. For an American film, I'm glad you said that this was as American as an American film. And it is, because the story like of these immigrants who are in America is something that is so true, and it's not always pretty. And the way Hollywood portrays a lot of immigrant families that it's pretty, or you know, there isn't too many I guess dire moments. And from what I experience and from what all my other friends experience, that's not true. That's not the case. It's not pretty. And but it is pretty, like, I guess the ugliness, the struggle, the despair, I see it as pretty because it's something that you always have to overcome. And especially living in a new country, a new place where you where one wants to excel and succeed, it comes in the with the territory and of like a foreign territory. And for me, I think that's such a beautiful thing, that struggle, that just drive to overcome these hurts, these failures, these times where you feel as if you can't go any longer. I think, in a sense, that's beautiful.
And this role of David in the film Spa Night, it's kind of a breakout role for you. You won an award for your performance at Sundance Film Festival. What's that been like for you?
I don't know. I can't put it in words, I guess, like this whole Sundance thing, Alfest, it was just, yeah, I did not expect it. I didn't even dream about it. I couldn't dream about it. Just even this film being presented in America was just, yeah, I was just taken aback. And to me, that's just so amazing. Yeah, it's just a testament to like the crazy producers that actually, you know, funded this film. Like how do you take a chance on a story like this and allow it to get to, you know, where it has been? Like, yeah, I don't know. It's just, yeah, words can't describe it. But afterwards, it's kind of like I see this the trails of like I guess the award aftermath was probably like, you know, just having more general meetings. And as an actor, that's something that I've never knew about or thought it could happen. And yeah, just the whole fact that this Asian American film is being made in America is just, to me, is like a dream come true. And it's something that I really wanted to see happen. And hopefully there's more films like this that'll be produced, you know?
Joe Suh, who plays David in the film Spa Night, that's being screened at during Aspen Films Film Fest this week. Thanks so much for speaking with us today.
Thank you, Patrick. It was great talking to you.